Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 238 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It's Kev.
And it is Rel. We are back another week. We got a special guest with us now. We got one of our boys from college, Josh J. Giddy, one half of the Next on the Aux podcast. What's up, man? Talk to us.
Yo, what's good, man? Long time coming.
Yeah, man.
No, man. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah.
This is the second installment, and yeah. We finally got it done.
We like the, it's not even Kev, it's really me. It's like, I'm like the worst at like sticking to like a strict schedule, especially it's like, oh, we need to do it at 7:30. I'm like, all right. And then with work, sometimes I'll be like, nah, I'm good to go. And then it'd be like 6:45. I'm like, I can't do it no more.
It's so, all good. We're cooling out.
Yeah, just blame
man,
me.
Thank you, man. You always show love.
Play the jazz. Much appreciated. Good.
Yeah, man. But yeah. So how you been, man? It's been a minute since we caught up.
Good. I remember I had invited you out to my 28th birthday over there at the Brooklyn Brewery. That's the last time I saw y'all, though.
Holy shit.
Whoa, yeah.
We were... Right,
2 years ago.
Yeah.
We were blasted when we showed up.
Everybody was. That was a good vibe. <there, buddy. laughs>
That was. That was the first time we found the spot we were at on Sunday. Wow. I'm giving no free pub, but that was that same day.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, because we were trying to do something.
Yeah.
We hit Kev up, and we was like, all right, we out.
Yeah, Jules was like, now I'm going home to clean my apartment. What y'all doing? Keeping it going.
We were lit. That was a good night.
That was
it turned into a little reunion, though. That was
yeah.
Dope.
It really did. Yeah, because Kaz was there. Yeah, shit, I didn't see people.
That was nice.
Years that I saw that night.
You still in Charlotte, bro? Or
nah, I live back. I'm back in Brooklyn now.
Okay.
I moved back like maybe a month and a half now ago. Nice. Couldn't do it. For some
where you at? Heavier in the city still, right?
Yeah, I stayed Brooklyn up.
Oh, Brooklyn up. I used to live in Brooklyn. I lived in Greenpoint.
Oh, nice. Excuse me.
Where you at now?
I'm in Connecticut now. I was in LA last year, and then before that I was in DC, so.
We really caught you at the
moving around, yeah.
Yeah, man. So let me ask you something. I saw on your IG like during the pandemic, your ass was just taking like a little world tour, like San Antonio, mad random places. What were you doing? Were you just like, I got some time to travel, so I'm gonna travel.
Yeah, I had went to Texas first, so I drove from Austin to Dallas, caught a Cowboys game, and then drove from Dallas to Kansas. So in between, I stopped in OKC. I think that was about it. That's a little Midwest or mid Southwest tour. So.
And what inspired this?
Man, I don't know. Quarantine, man. It's tired of staying inside the house.
Yeah, you gotta switch it up.
How was Oklahoma City?
It was very flat, I would say. The only thing that was like marginally like renovated was the OKC Arena.
Mm.
Other than that, they had like one brewery, like in a gas station. That was about it.
Mm.
So that sounds like what I imagine it to be.
Very
it's a miracle they kept them off for that long. It's a miracle by the sounds of it.
That sounds like what I imagine it to be.
But it's dope to see different places. I think Kansas was dope, like a lot of the fields and hay grass and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that you would think Kansas is. So
much you feel safe?
It was pretty safe. I went to Wichita, so it was kind of like more like city vibe, yeah.
Everyone was also inside, so.
Yeah, then I went to Cleveland as well.
Jesus.
Yeah. That was dope. Another underrated city, though, for sure. I can see why, you know, I think LeBron had made it a little bit way better because they started updating the arena. They had more, like, downtown area.
It's called, yeah, I know they built a lot. Yeah, I know they
built a lot. It's pretty dope, though.
I never been to Cleveland.
Didn't exist over there. It was just...
I mean, it didn't exist in many places outside of like most of the larger markets. Well, that's not even true because in Texas it didn't exist, Florida didn't exist, so
non-existent.
It existed in Charlotte for a little bit.
No, it was here in New York for a minute.
Oh, it's gone now
for a minute.
Yeah, New York even like last month it was pretty much strict.
Up until about mid-April, May. By May though. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I don't even see masks anymore. Like, except on the subway, I do, because it's required. But, like, when I'm, like, in the city, like, just on lunch break.
I know I switched up. I'm like, y'all wearing masks outside? Weirdo. I don't get the outside thing, but hey, I'm vaxxed up, so it's none of my concern. Do your thing. Live your life.
You know, New York is king of swindles, so they're bringing that COVID tax in your bills. When you're at the restaurants and stuff, I'm not sure you notice that.
Oh, I see it. I think all the spots I've been to, they've at least told me up front. Like, they have signs up saying, like, oh, we're charging 5% extra.
No, they feel like, I feel like they just make up rules and say, COVID. Oh, COVID, COVID. No,
that's, yeah, I mean, 5%.
I wear one sneaker in here, so.
Side of that, I'll stay in the apartment. I gotta charge it.
Once you get going, now that I've gotten going, Josh, I'm going.
It's hard for me to stay inside now.
Oh, yeah, it's tough.
I went out, not out, that's a bit stronger word. But I was telling Kev, like, since I moved from Charlotte, like, when I was in Charlotte, like, I never did weeknight moves. It was just not the thing to do. Yesterday, I got invited bowling, so I went. I said, all right, cool. I mean, I was tired as hell this morning, but I went like just to do something different.
You got to break it up. It's the summer, man.
I think we tried the Lincoln Charlotte because I went out there for the All-Star game a couple years ago.
Yeah, I was lit there too. Yeah.
I remember. I hit you up or something like that.
Yeah. I was lit too. I think I was replying very sporadically because I was lit.
It was that one center that everybody goes to, like a little outside mall type joint.
Mm-hmm. Epicenter, yeah.
Epicenter,
That shit's dead now.
Oh, it is?
Like, done. They're probably going to demolish it. Like, wow. I think there's, like, only four stores that are, like, open there. Like, the pandemic killed it.
Dang.
All those bars and stuff are dead.
Wow.
Yeah. But, yeah, I wish we'd have caught up because that's not even really the spot to hang out at in Charlotte. I wish we'd have caught up. Too bad I was too late. But nah, I mean, let's just jump into it. We got a couple of things we want to discuss today. I don't even know. What do you want to start on this? You want to start with music or you want to start with like playoffs and then work on the music?
Or whatever.
We can start with music. Mm. I don't want to think about my team too soon. So let's start with the music.
It's not just your team, it's my team too. You know, I'm just not wearing a hat. I'm not confident enough.
Could have got ugly for us.
It got ugly real fast. Thank God I ain't bet. We'll talk about that when we get there.
That's what I was gonna say. Could have got ugly.
It got real ugly. But so Drake just won Artist of the Decade.
Oh my God.
What do you think? You agree with that?
I mean, it really came with no explanation. Like, who were the other candidates? That's my only thing, but. As far as overall artists,
he beat me to it.
I mean, as far as overall artists, like number wise, definitely. Like he killed people in every genre.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying artists of the decade? That's artists, period. So it's not just hip hop, not just R&B or pop. It's everything.
I think
so.
The Billboard gave him this, right? If it's the Billboard, I think awards gave him this, and the Billboard awards are just based on specifically about sales and success. So.
Mm-hmm.
I just for context, I believe it was a Billboard award. So I think their metric is just total sales, really. Streaming, album sales.
Oh, yeah, I mean, yeah, he blew people out the water. He was
breaking deals. I don't know who else could have even been.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, he's a no-brainer in my opinion. He got the sales. I was like, who would even be second? Is what I was
trying to think of, like, some pop stars, but none are coming to mind.
I was trying to think too, and the names I thought they like take
Taylor Swift. Does she sell?
She does, but she don't. I guess if you're saying second,
Taylor Swift.
Yeah, like someone. I'm trying to think of someone like that on that stature who, like, every time they drop, they sell. You know, I mean, they sell. You know.
Yeah, I'll say Taylor Swift. Definitely does.
I don't know. I don't check for her, so I don't know how frequently she dropped in the past decade. Like,
did
she could have had 2 albums for all I know. Ooh,
I'm trying to. I don't really know.
The Weeknd came on like more latterly years because the
2015, right?
He just had mixtapes.
When did Beauty Behind
Kissland? Kissland is his first. I think that was 2013.
Okay.
Do they count mixtapes?
No, Kissland was his first album.
Oh, didn't even know. See.
Yes, yeah, so, I mean. Off of just relevance off the top of people's head, I think you definitely bodied it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not even close.
How many albums did Drake have in this decade? I mean,
and I think the timing was perfect. The timing was perfect because I think 2010 is when he came out with his first album, the Thank Me Later. And then
Yeah. Then Take Care.
All of the same views.
Scorpion. I don't know if you consider What a Time to Be Alive an album. I don't know if you consider More Life an album. If you're reading this, it's too late to be an album. So it depends what you consider albums.
Contractually, those are all albums. I think you got to fulfill 8 albums or something under Cash Money or something like that.
Oh, so there you go. 8 projects.
Surprised it ain't 18.
And then Dark Lane last year. So that's 9.
That's underrated tape. That's underrated tape right there, though.
Huh?
That Dark Lane demo tapes is underrated, I think, in my opinion. I don't know.
Yeah. As the most devout Drake fan, even I gotta.
You beat me too.
I mean, it was throwaway cool. tracks, but it was still solid. The throwaway tracks.
I liked the two he dropped before the pandemic that ended up on there. When to Say When in Chicago Freestyle. I like those. And then I like the song or two on the tape, but for me, and I like Laugh Now Cry Later, but personally,
well, I think also it's hard for me to like truly appreciate that tape just because it was like, all right, well, I was expecting the album to come, and then I've been waiting and anticipating the album, and you drop a bunch of throwaway songs essentially. So it's like, I don't know how to take this, you know. And then you gave us Scary Hours 2. I'm like, all right, okay.
Nah, that was good. That's what
I mean. It was, but
I liked all three of those songs.
That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying I want a full length project. Like you're just procrastinating. It's like, yeah, those 3 tracks are cool, but it's like
I'm done with the hype. It's like when it gets here, it gets here. I'm done. I can't put myself through this.
I would think it'll get here this summer.
One would think, but who knows?
I mean, what do you think is the delay? You think he's like, just the timing was off, like. Is that J. Cole just come out too? So is he kind of like timid to release it because like
I love Jermaine. I love Jermaine, but Drake is not worried about Jermaine.
I don't think he's worried. Yeah, I just think he's observing, and
I think it's more honestly. What I initially thought was, I think he was just trying to assess the scene, like see like if things were really going to fully open this summer, drop it, see if they could kind of like, you know, throw together like a makeshift tour. Or something like
that's true.
Like, so that's what I was thinking. But like, so now that it's like, knows? You know, things are wide open. Like, what's the delay now?
But who knows what's happening behind the scenes? They could be getting a lot of stuff together.
They could. Maybe they got arenas and stuff like that. You're right.
Yeah. So, but I'd be shocked if it didn't come out this summer. It's like, I don't know what you're holding it for. Fall music? Imagine.
OVO.
Now we survived a pandemic for fall music, I guess, but.
That's not gonna go over well in the Northeast. It's too cold. It's not. It's too cold. I'm not. If that shit drop after September, it's over. I'm not saying I'm gonna listen to it, but it's just like.
I really don't even know what to I'm excited, but I'm not.
Excuse me.
I mean, when you see the Certified Lover Boy, is it gonna be like a cuffing album or like a scheming album? I'm not sure.
My guess, I think he's gonna divert from people's expectations, because from that title you would expect nothing but love songs, and I feel like it's gonna be more rapping, but still gonna be a blend. Like, you can't go away mm-hmm. from your bread and butter, your Drake, because you're multifaceted. So mm-hmm. as long as he stays in that lane, I don't know. What is this June? What's I don't. It's hopefully.
Was well, that Day weekend. Reminiscent to that album you dropped, Scorpion? It was some around summertime.
Yeah, that was a lot of weirdness too. We're gonna drop it in June.
That Kiki single really
saved. Laugh Now Cry Later came out in August though.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because he really
fire, but it's like
Scorpion. We had God's Plan. We had Nice for What? Like, we knew we had singles out, and we knew an album was coming.
He dropping it this month. Either this month. He gonna drop it. Let me say he gonna drop it before the 4th of July weekend, or on right before 4th of July weekend.
That's the second.
That's all I can hope for.
The second, I think. I think it's on a Monday this year. So we'll see.
That's interesting.
Is it a Monday?
What albums are you most excited for?
To be honest, Kendrick always has the relevant buzz, but I'm kind of not excited for his music. I feel like the gap has just been too long.
He's dropping music?
Is he dropping music? Exactly. So
I thought you knew something I didn't know. I was like, I didn't hear that.
It's just a guess because of how long it's been since.
I mean, for the ones that I was excited for already dropped, like the Cuddy one, J. Cole's. Mm. Griselda drops like every other Friday, so.
Yeah.
That's another people I look for.
But that you heard that intro from the Lil Baby Lil Durk's album that's coming out Friday.
No, I didn't hear it. It's tough.
I would give it a listen. I would give it a listen. Yeah, that's dropping Friday. So
I mean, another artist that probably deserves more respect is Freddie Gibbs. Supposedly his next album is going to be album of the year. I don't know if that's what he's going to name it. But.
See, I enjoyed Alfredo.
That's what he's going to name it.
Yeah, because you got snubbed.
Oh, but this ain't 2020. There's a lot.
There's a lot of albums that
there's a lot of competition, buddy.
Freddie, I'll check it out. You listen to DMX album?
I thought it looked like probably like four or five songs that were decent.
Yeah.
I just feel like Swiss Beats never evolutionizes his music. Like, mm-hmm. he still sounds like he's making beats in 2007 off like a Fruity Loops pad or something.
But at the same time, it's like how I think they just tried to go back to what DMX's bread and butter was, you know? Because
right. Another thing I found he really made good music in a minute. I found it was odd. They always put DMX's verse last on most of the songs. So it didn't really sound like his album. Like, you hear like the first three tracks, you hear like the Lox rapping first, Jay rapping first on the other one, the Bath Salts. I feel like if they switched it and put like DMX's verse first, it would have hit harder. But by the time you heard DMX, it was 3 minutes into the song, you switch it to the next song.
Yeah, but so when this album already recorded, like prior to his death?
Yeah, supposedly, yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's what he wanted. Like, I mean, I hate to be this person, but like no one was checking for DMX, like, you know what I'm saying, like new music, you know what I'm saying? So maybe he wanted to have it more front loaded of like all these artists, like, because I think the song with the Lox is dope. That song with Snoop is dope. Who else is on it? That song with which is mad random with Moneybagg Yo, I like that song. Okay. What other song do I like? I'm not really a fan of Bath Salts, honestly. The other track he got with Nas, Walking in the Rain, I like.
Yeah, I like that one.
But yeah, so I think it was more so to have like a track list of artists more and, you know, kind of like, yes, it's DMX's album. It counts as his album, but more so like to kind of feature him on it, you know, like to give him some love. Because I don't know how active he's been rapping before this album. I don't even know when the last time I heard of DMX, like, you know, track prior to point. This.
Word.
So I think it was that Christmas song, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Stop it.
I heard it during in an arena once. I was like, yo, I'm playing with my guy, man.
He was dead ass serious when he made that song.
Nah, he was, man. It was dope, though. Well, going off that, what do you think about Swiss Beats calling out Justin Timberlake?
For what?
I didn't hear this.
He had a little versus battle with Timbaland last week. So I think Timbaland started playing JT songs, and he's like, "Oh, we need JT on this versus. He need, you know, he took from the Black culture, so he needs to provide back to the Black culture." All this, like, did he overstep? Like, I mean, that sounds wild. Like, he just said this on the stage too.
I mean, it's not wild because it's a common saying, especially amongst that generation. Like, a lot of, like, older comedians mostly have been saying that, like, especially, like, after that Super Bowl incident with Janet Jackson, how, like, he kind of just left her out there and was like, oh, yeah, you know, and, like, kind of went his own separate way and kind of left her to take the brunt of the blame from it. But I feel like that's such a outdated, like old reference to make and unnecessary given the platform he was on. And I don't know.
The tide just turned against Justin recently, because I think that those Britney Spears, either a doc or two docs came out and it really, like, highlighted his role. And, you know, she has, like, I think a couple of mental problems. And then you add in again, the Janet Jackson thing came up again. So I think it's just.
Wait, what? She got a documentary out?
Yeah, I think it's on Hulu or something. Yeah. Oh, shit. Because she's in a, I forgot what the term is. Her father controls her estate.
Nah, so, I don't watch it.
Yeah, but they highlighted his role, and then also it was brought up again what he did to Janet Jackson, and, like you said, how he left her out. Like, that was the word at the time, but it's just come back again. So I just think all that.
Okay. So then that will kind of make sense.
You really want to participate? Is that the way you go about it?
Yeah.
I think it's a little selfish too. I think, you know, Swizz is trying to promote that versus for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest, it should have stopped a long time ago. Like, people are outside, like, you're not trying to do Zoom battles. Like, you know, it should have stopped a long time ago. I think they're forcing it. And I don't know. That's not like Jarrell was saying, you don't use that platform for that reason.
Go ahead.
No,
I was gonna say, like, him and Timbaland own it. Mm-hmm. Your business partner literally could get Justin Timberlake on the phone in a second. If you really want him, you could just tell Timberlake, because they're really close friends, freaking collaborators. So I don't know if you really want him or you just want to cause a scene. That's one. And to your point, yeah, you got to adjust if you want to keep this going. It's one thing when you're stuck in the house. It's another thing to be like, even if I'm in here on a weekend, which doesn't look likely for the next couple weekends.
But it's not
happening. I'm not turning the verses.
Yeah.
So you got to adjust to, like, a weekday kind of thing when people are home, because it's the summer. People are going to be out. I don't know what the viewership are going to be, because you would need, like, a marquee that hasn't been done. And for the caliber of star you would need, I don't even think they would do it. You know?
No, they would need some current artists, like someone who's, like, actively dropping, like,
right.
They would need someone who's actively dropping to make people, like, want to check that on the weekends and be on verses. I mean, it was very creative for the time when everyone was in the house, if, you know, both of you, you know, acknowledged, but now I don't see people just sitting around on IG live for 3 hours watching that.
Yeah.
Everyone's attention span is super short again, like.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Swiss recently has been taking that stance of not taking a stance, but just being too overly aggressive. Like, even at DMX's funeral, he's like, you know, his speech, when it came down to his speech, he's like, oh, make sure you got a will, make sure, you're talking to the right people, or they'll backstab you. But he's saying this like during a funeral like setting, like
for a person who probably doesn't have a will.
He doesn't know how to like pick and choose like where to say things on.
Mm-hmm.
It's been evident multiple times.
That's wild. Maybe you're trying to keep that relevancy up. It's hard, but you gotta keep chasing it.
Yeah, it seems more forced than organic though at that point.
I mean, but that's genuinely what happens when you are trying to remain relevant. Everything becomes so forced and not necessarily organic because it's not your natural lane. Because think about before versus, no one was checking for Swizz.
That's true.
I mean, I wasn't even checking for them during versus. I was just like, you know, letting the artists who were going to be on versus, I would check, you know, they were promoting. I'm like, all right, bet, I'm going to go check it out. But no, like, until it became like, oh, Swizz Beatz and Timbaland owners. I was like, oh, that's cool. But it wasn't like, that's what's up, Swizz. Let me go check on some Swizz. You know, what's Swizz been up to lately? No.
Ditto, yeah. Pretty much, ditto.
It's like making money in the background.
What else did you?
What else we got? Mount Rushmore of the 2010s. I like this list. Drake, J. Cole, Kendrick. Those are definitely locked in. Kanye, ooh, Future. That's a...
It's really like, ooh. For me, it's who's the four.
I saw a recent
isn't there five, there's five heads on
with her, right?
Faces, this might be eight.
Minaj, yeah.
How many faces are on the Mount Rushmore? How many faces on the Mount Rushmore? Thank you for answering that, because...
I did. That's a worthy candidate too.
I would say no, because it was more the front half of the decade.
That's a worthy candidate. It's not my pick. I'm just saying she's worth.
Oh, I'm not saying she's definitely
not my pick.
Worth consideration.
I thought about Big Sean too, but I think for me it's either Kanye or Future.
Big Sean.
Yeah, Future. I think.
I think it's Future.
Big Sean, because Big Sean dropped a couple of trash projects during that decade.
Because wasn't this the decade of Future's mixtape Flood?
Yeah.
Yep.
Then it all accumulated with the Dirty Sprite 2.
Right, too. Yeah. ES2 went crazy. What a Time to Be Alive. We got Honest and what's the other one? Not Honest. Yeah, what's the double disc? He dropped two albums. Right.
What Mask Off on it? Yeah, I don't talk about
fucking. Yeah.
DS too, yeah.
I think I would.
I mean, another slept on artist, you know, even though he's probably one of the greatest of all time, is Jay-Z. You know, he dropped the Magna Carta album and that 444. Those are solid albums to me. I'm not sure if it stacks up to the other ones,
but I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't.
But you gotta do more than two.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yeah, that's not gonna be.
What about Ross?
I think the first half.
first half was very strong.
But then, like, I think by mid-decade,
yeah,
he still has quality of music, but you also have to maintain a level of hype.
Yeah.
And, like, success. Because you talk about the three people on this list. It's a combination of talent, success, hype, acclaim, you know.
Yeah,
Ross ain't doing numbers like that no more.
I mean, I think he had a solid run into that Rich Forever tape, and then he just
He had a very solid run. Remember, I don't know if you know this kid. Remember this this kid John I used to hang out with in college, tall Nigerian kid.
Yeah.
Bro, remember? I remember one time me and McKevin working together in the dorms. And we had this very passionate debate because he swore Rick Ross was gonna have a better career than Drake. You remember that?
That was nuts then. Thank God I've been proven right.
I don't even know why I just thought about that, but I remember like that was like such a crazy debate. Like he like threw a book across the hall. He was so upset.
Oh yeah, and he never guessed. He's cool, calm, reserved.
Picked up a text, do that shit in the wall.
Over Rick Ross.
I was like, all right, fam. We'll see what that ended up.
I love Teflon Don too, my G, but calm down.
It was right after Teflon Don dropped. I don't know about that.
Right there. Relax, though.
I don't know about that.
Bam.
What's his album after Teflon?
God Forgives, I Don't, I think.
Okay, then no. Yeah, you're right. That was his peak.
That was a good album, too. I think he dropped a mixtape in between that. That was also fire, but...
Yeah. Meek did good, because he had... Meek came out, killed shit. Kev's not a fan of Wale, but I like Wale.
What? I like Wale. I do like Wale. I just don't like him as much as you.
I think he's very talented.
I just have Wale songs. I can't name Wale projects. That's what I'm saying.
Wale doesn't like himself.
You don't like Ambition?
Than me. I do.
Not the song Ambition, the album Ambition.
Yeah, I would have to check. Nah. That's what I'm just saying. You're more of a fan than I am.
Wow. First of all, tracks on there.
I don't think that's
600
enough.
Bends? That wasn't his swag though. 600. It was hard songs. It was just like, that's not Wale, you know.
That's I'm thinking I loved like it wasn't
mixtape forever, mixtape about nothing. Those joints were hot.
Yeah, you probably.
You on your Mount Rushmore?
That's probably who he naturally is. But I love the Ambition. I was like, all right, this. I thought it was going. What was his first album? DC Chilling. You know what I'm saying? All that. I was like, the same thing.
Attention Deficit.
Yeah. Then he came over to MMG. I was like, all right, I like this.
That's the one with Beautiful Bliss. With J. Cole?
Yeah, yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I like the MMG version of him better.
Oh, you did? Yeah, he still was going in, though.
I'm not
saying he is. Still successful. Good for him. He on your Mount Rushmore? I'm just
kidding.
I feel like, well, Wale, though, Wale doesn't even like himself. Like, he's very, like, self-conscious, and, you know, he's always thinking about what songs are going to get hit. Like, even J. Cole mentioned it. And that false problem.
He was complaining a lot.
So I feel like he could have had a better career if he stayed with what he was good at, which was just, you know, that poetry rap. But
you constantly say he doesn't get the same acclaim as other artists.
Right.
And then he would like sub the other people in the Mount Rushmore pretty much.
I mean, lyrically, I agree with him. Like, I think that he is one of the most unique rappers I've ever heard. Like, if you actually listen to some of his bars, the things that he finds to find a likeness to, like, I think they're, like, so creative. Like, he'll reference, like, instead of, like, most people make, like, bass references like Michael Jordan or, you know, Tracy McGrady, Kobe Bryant, he'll make a reference to, like, Isaiah Ryder. Somebody, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I'm like, yo, why do you remember that? I know who Isaiah Ryder is, but like, I have to like think about like, oh, wow.
On a 2003 roster.
But it's like he'll make these crazy references in his raps. And I'm like, oh, that's dope. So that's why I like Wale. I think he's like very unique in that sense. And I think that a lot of his bars go over a lot of people's heads. And that's why like you won't get the same love that he's the same. Well, he'll never get the acclaim of these guys because he ain't going to ever sell like them. And he ain't going to make hits like them. But if he's just somehow from a straight like lyricist perspective, I think that he does make some, I think he's a very talented rapper. Which is why I like his music, because I feel like when my brother says music, I feel like I'm challenged and I learn something. I'm like, oh shit, I forgot about this, or you know?
Yeah, to me, he's like a Lupe Fiasco. Like, he got a good two albums and then
he started a bunch of weird shit
and it didn't pan out.
He a little stronger than Lupe. A little bit stronger than
Lupe. I'm saying career-wise, like, I'm just saying he had two or three solid albums and then he just started trying like weird shit, like.
Yeah, I mean,
and a lot of it didn't hit. A lot of it didn't hit.
I mean, he walks in with a wrestling belt for a living now. That's what he does. So,
y'all didn't answer who the fourth person on your Mount Rushmore is.
I'll put Future.
I'm with you on that. Kanye came close because I love My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, why? Oh, but then he had Yeezus in there. Oof.
But he also did Watch the Throne.
Yeah, a lot.
And Life of Pablo. Yeah. That's a cutoff. Everything after. I'm not a yay guy.
Jesus. Are we talking King. Strictly music?
Yes. Yep.
I mean, even with that yay, that time period, he produced 5 albums in a matter of a month, which was crazy. So yeah, Tiana Taylor's
album. It's a crazy feat, yes.
Kid Cudi. Like, they were solid albums.
Okay. Could see Ghost. Okay.
Could see Ghost too, yeah.
What else? Cruel Summer.
Like, did he produce a Nas album?
He did.
He did produce a Nas album.
He did.
I forgot about that. It's like a couple tracks on that Nas album I like.
He ran for president, had about 5 kids, got a divorce.
Stop him.
So easy.
Can't be stopped. Became a billionaire.
What more can he do?
First of all, shout out to Nas. Nas is like, I like Nas more now than I ever did in my life. Like, I love people not reinvent themselves, but make themselves relevant organically. I feel like he's sticking to his sound, but like, you know, kind of reinvented it to make it sound more relevant to the new age. So just want to say that shout out to Nas. Been able to tolerate him a bit more lately. Anything else music-wise? We're gonna hop over to playoffs.
Let's get to these playoffs, man.
Let's go, man. Let's get what's
lead the charge. What's on the top of your mind?
Let's put that back there because that's heartbreak. We can end on that. So about these Lakers, man.
Lakers, I mean, it's just that load management stuff doesn't work out. I think the Clippers tried it last year. And the league isn't just, you know, turn on the button type of league. You got to have some type of rhythm, and they have no rhythm. It's clear that these guys are, you know, not in tune with each other as far as who's going to be where, who's going to take the amount of shots. But the rotations aren't set, and that really hurts the team in the playoffs. And the best teams have you know, not only ball movement, but a set rotation. And I don't think they have a set rotation.
Yeah. Who do you think was load managing?
I mean, they have to, though. I think LeBron's 36. He's not going to play 82 games or 72 games or whatever it was. AD, he's just injury prone. I think even the year before when they won the championship, yeah, came
as a brittle playoff started.
And, I mean, it just didn't work out. It's really a hit or miss strategy. Last year it worked. You know, they got
suck.
They got the opportunity not to face the Clippers. I'm not sure if that would have changed it, but
oh my god, the Clippers ducked them. Let's not do this.
And it worked. The load management worked. But this year, you know, the timing was off. And it might still work. It might still work. The series is not over.
I don't think what they did was load management. I don't think
it's got injured.
Yeah, I think it's just injuries. Like, AD is a brittle soul. I don't think he was just sitting there. I think they didn't want to rush him back, which I think is the smart thing, which proved to be the right choice for a couple of weeks. But I think I don't know what his regimen is, his preparation. And yeah, Braun was another freak accident. He was beasting before. Saw a grown man fell into his ankle, as he said. Like, Sorry, MVP leader. Like, he was coming. He had them going without AD, and he has not looked like that player since he got back. I mean, there's flashes, but and just to come on, the Clippers could have faced them this well. I don't even know if they would have made it to the Clippers how they are now. So, but Jerrod, I don't want to. You go.
Nah, I mean,
I still think they can win the series.
Okay.
For my heart's sake, I hope LeBron is just injured. I hope he's just recovering still, because I don't see anything that remotely looks like him on that court. Like, if it wasn't for him, like, playing so well, like, MVP level before he got injured, then I would have just, like, chalked it up to old age. But only because he was playing so well before he got injured. I'm just going to say it's injuries. But you can tell, like, he can barely get around people. When he does, like, layups, he's barely getting off the ground. He's, like, you can see, like, he's, like, calculating if he can get around somebody for, like, 10 seconds. And then he's just like, all right, I'm going to do a fadeaway three. And he's not the best three-point shooter, so it's just like,
yeah,
that's a wasted possession for, you know, for the offense. And then, like, also when you're playing with nobodies, they just have no chemistry. Like, Frank Vogel, I don't know what lineups he's throwing out there. I don't know
why Trez is not playing. Yeah,
Trez. I don't know why Trez is not getting any minutes.
When I saw Markieff Morris start, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? What happened?
Wesley Matthews getting love, Ben McLemore. I'm like, what did Trez do to you? Like, it's not like Phoenix is a super big team. Their biggest player is like Ayton, and that's it. Outside of that, they're playing like Jay Crowder, Mikal Bridges, Book, and then CP or
Cameron Payne.
So it's not like they're playing a super big team where Trez can't get in there, be physical, be active, you know, get boards, just be physical.
And he can score. He can score more than Drummond.
Exactly.
I think
it was like 15-8, right? Something like that.
The strategy is way off. I think that Drummond should come off the bench and then have Trez start in a little faster lineup and have Drummond come off the bench. I think the coach is really getting exposed. You know, last year, Rondo was the coach. I don't care what anybody says. That guy, once he came to the playoffs, it was playoff Rondo. Like, he was organizing the team, moving the ball. Before that, they were clueless.
Wait, remember he's the coach of like LeBron?
They didn't win many games in that bubble before the playoffs started. It was looking sloppy.
They surely just started off really slow in that play.
But when Rondo came back from that injury, I think he was the coach plus more. And it's really, really been, like, getting exposed this year. There's no true point guard on that team. You know, Schroeder's a scorer.
Schroeder tried.
So. Well, he was. I don't know what he is this series. So I don't know what anybody is.
Who's egg? How you put up zero?
Pressure, like, I expect it's tomorrow's legit elimination game.
Let me hurt my heart real
quick. If it's the same Bron, I expect a different Bron. And if it... I'm going down with the ship then. I expect
it's the same Bron. It's nothing we can do.
I'd be shocked.
Oh, my God. My heart.
Because there's no excuse. You can't do, like, the feeling out thing. Like, this is it. You're losing. It's over. You're going to fully promote Space Jam 2. It's done. So.
But at the same time, it's not like – this ain't a video game. If you can't move, you can't move.
But, again, I don't know if you're picking your spots. Like, we're going to see tomorrow is all I'm saying. Like, you can't really pick your spot. It's like it's either you have it or you don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, but like his most impressive, I would say, I mean, he did put up 17 yesterday in the third quarter, but like it was already a lost cause. But like his most impressive game that I watched him play was game three, the third quarter of game three. Like that's when like he came out of the second half really aggressive. That's when he was like backing down Jay Crowder and playing games with him.
Repeatedly to the rim.
Yeah, but then again, that's him picking his spots. It was like, you could tell when he just like stopped, like I'm not driving no more. Like, so it looks like he just can't move.
Oh, I don't see AD coming back.
Jesus Christ.
You got an injured groin you got to leave the game for. He shouldn't, it would seem like he should not come back even if he can, because he might do damage.
I don't know if it's worth it for him.
But Even if they win, though, ultimately they're not winning a title. That's what I've resigned my. They can't win a title. They can't win a title. This 80's health is just won't. It won't hold up. Even if he miraculously come back, they win the series. I just don't trust him to stay healthy.
So you basically resigned to Brooklyn winning them.
Winner of Bucks Nets, I think, is going to win the championship.
Josh, I think would be Brooklyn. You gonna be happy for the Nets if they win?
I mean, I'm a KD and Kyrie fan. I'm mad they didn't come to the Knicks, but I can't deny their greatness.
That's where I stopped. That's right there. That's where I stopped them.
That's where you stopped.
I'll never support them again. Right from that moment.
I mean, the thing is, I don't blame them because that James Dolan is a terrible owner. I don't even think he offered KD the max. Like he offered him.
He definitely offered him the max. He definitely offered him the max.
No, look at this. Look it up,
bro.
I remember. No, there was hesitation. I think he eventually did, but he hesitated like that. I do remember that. I do look that. Yeah, there's definitely hesitation on his part.
So yeah, your line of thinking.
Yeah, your line of thinking. You wouldn't sign to me. Remember?
I would. I said that.
The ties were there because he.
Kyrie
are both for Rock Nation. You know, Jay's tied with Brooklyn still in some manner. So, you know, the ties are there.
I mean,
they're trolls though. So they want to troll New York. They want to troll MSG and all that.
Tickets are
readily available, easily accessible.
It's crazy. Go see KD, Harden, Giannis.
That's like what I'm saying. No one cares. That's what I'm saying. No one cares. It's crazy. Like, you got three superstars on one team. What, 15 minutes from us?
And you legit no one cares. Could go watch three of the top five players in the East. Probably the three best players in the East.
Giannis.
40-40 club and all.
I'm talking about this Saturday. You can go see Giannis, KD, and Harden.
I thought you were talking about Kyrie. I was like, stop it. Don't do my boy Giannis like that. No, but anyway. Their first round series, they were giving BOGO, buy one, get one.
Yeah, you also have to remember that MSG is more like a Broadway. Like, people, they sell out regardless of the team. They were a lottery team selling out.
Yeah.
But people go there, they don't even know what the hell is going on. They're just foreigners, and it's just a Broadway show, you know?
That's true.
So I know it's
there's
just...
But there's no way hell there's three superstars.
I'm not even comparing it against the same team.
I'm just saying. They can't even sell out. It's not about against MSG. That's a foregone conclusion. They're never going to do that.
The vibe on TV, even the crowd is like, you see the Knick crowd on TV versus the Nets. It's not the same.
But it's just different.
I'm gonna root against them against the Bucks, but if they win,
Derrick Rose
then I'm just resigned. They're gonna win the title. That's it. I don't trust the Sixers. Especially now. And B's injured. Simmons can't shoot. Those were my hesitations before. So it's like, and I don't see the Suns or the Nuggets or the Blazers.
Team, the Jazz. What's your team?
What
the
a
Jazz.
Weird year. Do you hear these teams?
One of them
going to go to the NBA Finals. Oh, I forgot the Clippers.
Your boy Spider Mitchell, remember?
Stop it. He talking to you, Josh.
I mean, Utah's a good team, but I don't think
they are, but they're not going to make it.
They're not going to make it. They're struggling with John Morant. They can't even guard him.
At this point, if the Lakers get eliminated, or if it's the Clippers versus the I lose either way. Honestly, I lose either way.
We
lose either way. I'm hoping that I'm taking the Bucks.
I really am.
Next round.
I'm not
taking the Bucks. I really.
I don't know who to pick in that series, to be honest. I think
I'm taking the Bucks.
I got the Nets.
The Bucks made some nice upgrades on defense. That's the best part.
I just need Giannis to be Giannis.
Harden didn't play in any of the games.
And I know those are very competitive games. very tough games.
So they pretty much face a whole different team. You add in, he just had 30, 10, and 10 the other night. Other couple nights, I think.
No.
I'm betting against that.
You know how much Giannis hates Harden?
That's cool. You could body him. What are you going to do about his big brother and his cousin?
You see how he treated KD last two games of the season they played?
Okay. I want to see him do it when they're all on the court.
I understand, but there's only one. As much as it is, like, there's still only one basketball. Like, it's possession for possession, right?
Yeah.
I think they legit combined for 90 the other night against the Celtics.
They combined for 103. Don't get it twisted. It was 103.
Don't sleep on the defense. I think Drew Holiday can guard Kyrie.
I keep hearing this. Right.
They got PJ.
No,
PJ
Drew
Tucker
Holiday
too.
Is like the best defensive point.
He is not guarding Kyrie Irving.
He is the best. PJ, he can't PJ do it. Tucker no one too. Can. I'm just saying. He's the best on.
No one can. That's the point. He's not stopping Kyrie Irving.
You picked him.
I'm going to pick. I said this was a heart pick. I never said it was a logic pick. I said that already. I said that up front.
All right.
This is a heart pick. I'm hoping that Greek Freak just goes off and like solidifies himself as a true top three player in the league and wins a ring.
The Nets have home court?
Nah. Well, yeah. 2-3. Yeah, they're two.
I don't know.
That's crazy. Saturday to be in that arena for $113 for game one against the Bucks.
You might have to go, man. You might have to go.
Nah, I refuse. Good.
I'm cool, man.
I refuse. I mean, obviously, someone caught me some tickets, I'd go.
Maybe a finals game. I wanted a finals game.
Bam, if their finals game tickets are $113,
I'm gonna be in the building for a final game for $100.
I know, but that's gonna be a very scary look. $100.
It's not I don't cry for millionaires.
No,
billionaires. That's none of my concern.
I'm just saying they might relocate the team. Shit. $100 for NBA finals game.
What's the best? Assuming the Lakers. I don't see how they make it to the finals.
So, Clippers Nets or Clippers Bucks.
Clippers Nets,
because it's just so many superstars.
Yeah, Clippers Nets. The NBA will want that.
Oh God, what a season!
Yeah, like, even if it's like Clippers Bucks, I'm not really gonna be like, you know.
Clippers Nets is still mid though. It's like
the Bucks are still a small market.
So mid.
It's two. The Clippers Nets are two large market teams.
That's true.
Clippers and Milwaukee.
Now I'm rooting for you, Giannis. Ascend
Clippers
to the ground.
Nets, man. That's going
to
be like the Samsung version of the NBA Finals, man. If it was Samsung iPhone, it'd be
it's
the
such
Clippers
a weird
Nets,
season.
Man.
It don't feel.
Yo, if Kawhi beats the Nets, that would be nuts.
Yeah, it would.
Imagine.
That's
like,
what. No fighting this time around for me.
No.
You got it.
If Kawhi beats the Nets,
you got it. King. Crown them.
Best
play in the league.
That's
in the
league. Nuts. Crown them. The Nets.
Crown them. No fight this time around.
Especially if he plays the way he just played game 3 and 4, when this dude couldn't miss a shot against these Mavs.
It's gonna hurt.
I can't wait.
Mid July.
I'm hoping.
Ron promoting Space Jam 2 while the NBA Finals is on. It's
not a good look. And it drops July 16th, right?
I think so.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
Before I hop off, I'm not gonna hold y'all. The Knicks are winning the championship, so
you heard you here first.
Well, yeah, you're thinking. Before we have, what are you thinking?
2020
for our grandkids, what?
Let's go.
Our kids, what you thinking?
Damn, I love it.
They're gonna win tonight,
Knicks,
but they're losing. What's that Friday right, night? It's over.
I'll see you at MSG, man.
So thank you for joining us,
bro. Thank you for joining us, bro.
Yeah, good looks, bro. So take it easy out here, though.
All right, man. For sure. Make sure. Oh, before you hang up, man. Make sure you link your pod and all that stuff so people listen.
Okay. Pog. Yeah. So podcast is mainly on IG. Just for the matter of fact that I can't control like Spotify and all that. It's just a lot of content. Just try to keep it in one place. So at Next on the Ox, just talk about sports, hip hop, politics, checkers, food, everything. So.
Check you
know,
like the board game or the restaurant.
Not a board game and the food
place. Cool.
But yeah, I mean, it was dope talking to y'all. I've been looking at your podcast for a while. I think it's been going for at least 3 years, right?
Yeah, so, you always show love, bro. So.
Oh, I'm yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, appreciate you.
Thank you. Right back at
and
you.
And next
man.
Time I'm in BK, I'll hit you up.
Oh, yeah, for
definitely.
Sure, man.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, I'm always outside now. I don't know how to act.
All right, so it'll be a good summer then.
All right, bro. Best, bro.
All right, peace.
Later, man. I made a mistake, Kev. I turned on the Knicks game.
I did too. I told you they winning. Look at that. Tight braids.
Tight.
We focused.
You know, yo, so what, yo?
He concussed.
You know what I think is funny? When niggas be having, like, you know, someone have braids their whole life and they cut their hair and you see the dent still in their head? That's what that looked like.
At least he aggressive tonight. 8 points on 8 shots.
8 shots? Remember earlier in the season when he first tried to get those braids and them shits was like, no hang time? Growth, potential.
We got Clint Capella talking about us any old way. This is what it's come to. Clint Capella.
I mean, it's only because it's the Knicks he's even getting airway time. Because if he wasn't playing the Knicks, nobody would even care. If he said that, that wouldn't even get no traction.
That's why I laughed at D Rose and Randall. Pretty much like, who is he? D Rose said, I'm 32. Oh, I ain't talking trash one. Now.
That's the one. I ain't gonna start for Clint Capella. That's the one. When I read that, I was, oh my God, Randall's so ass.
But any more topics you wanna hit? Are we good?
Nah, I'm good. Let's wrap up. This guy, I mean, stop. I'm not even become my passionate New York Knicks fan online. Can't have that. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. I have the full length videos. All the audio is everywhere. Podcasts are streaming: Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Cast, Apple Podcast. You know where to find us. Until next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.